relatively self-contained sugya, very, very small in quantity, but in terms of the ekronot that apply to the world of Hilchos Pesach, we have very, very basic principles on which we have Machlokos Rishonim. So if you look over here at the Mishnah on the Lamed Aleph Medeis, Mishnah says, Chametz Shenafla Olav Mapoles Harehu Kimavuar. Rachimim Gamliel Omer, Kol She'en HaKelev Yochol L'Chapei Sacharov. You saw in the Rishonim that almost everyone, the Raman Perish Mishnayis, through the Meiri, etc., hold that Rachimim Gamliel is not Cholik on the Tanakama. He's simply explaining to at what point in the Nafla of Mapoles do we say that Harehu Kimavuar. What over here, before we get to the Gemara, what over here is the basic question when you see a Mishnah like this that we have to ask ourselves? What is the axis on which all the whole Machlokes Rishonim is going to evolve? What word in the Mishnah over here is Omer Dorsheni, and what, in other words, what is the principle that when we have such a word, what are the directions that we can go, that we can take? Yes. What? 100%. Kimavuar. Now we have over here a Kaf HaDimyon. Whenever you have a Kaf HaDimyon, you have to ask yourself, what does that Kaf HaDimyon imply? Do we have over here an equation, or do we have over here a parallelism? This is what we, you know, those who are in Yeredeya, this is the issue of Kavosh Kimavushal. This is those, even in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Sicha Kishtia. What is the Kaf HaDimyon telling us? So over here, what are the two options? If we want to say that the word kimavuar is an equation, hareza kimavuar, then what are the implications? And that on a deraisa plane, that we're finished. There's no problem over here about yira, about yimatzei, tashbisa. There's no chametz to speak about. It already has been dealt with. We may have drabanan issues, but we no longer have any deraisa issues. Masha Einkein, the other option, is if we say that Kimavuar is Kimavuar Alpidin, right? This is not a reality of Biur. This is an Alpidin Mavuar, namely that there is no longer a Chiyuv of Biur because it's already Kimavuar, but it still doesn't tell us anything about the nature of Bayiro or Bayimatse. In other words, that there's still, we could have a certain leniency, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we have no Doraisa issue. That is the crux of the issue. Namely, if we say, and the Nafgemina is the first line of the Gemara, Marav Chista Betzarach Sheyevatel Belibo. If we say that Kimavuar means that it's an equation, it's Mavuar Min Ha'olam, there's no Bayiro Bayimotze, then what is Rav Chista's din over here of Tzarach Sheyevatel Belibo? On what level? A Drabanan. We have a Drabanan. What's to say why Drabanan would impose it, but it's certainly no more than a Drabanan. Masha Einkein, if we have the Kaf HaDimyon Kimavuar, it's really not mevuar, just alpidin. We have a certain leniency. There's no need for you to necessarily bring a tractor and uncover the chametz. But yitachein ma'od that this tzarach sheyevatel b'libo would be a din da'oraisa. Then we would still have an issue of ba'yira ba'yimatzei mid'oraisa. This is a machlokes rishonim. The one who simply does the easiest job is the Meiri, that he simply in one line brings both perushim without batting an eyelash. The Meiri says of the Gemara, "Hitzrichuhu levatlo belibo, sheim lo yevatlenu nimtza over bebal yatzmin, o shema yispakeya chagal bemoed v'yavor bebal yira." Namely, either we have over here an iser d'oraisa, or we have an issue d'rabana. The Meiri simply just takes it. These two options exist. But in terms of fleshing out the two options, so here, Lechora, we have a Machlokes Rishonim. Who do we put on our... Who would be our... If we want to take a... You know, its sides, who would we put on one side as opposed to putting the other side? Okay, let's look at Rashi. What does Rashi say over here? So Rashi tells us, Sarach Shiyavatel Belibo, Shema Yifakeach Agal B'moed V'nimtza Over Elav. Currently, there is no issue. we're afraid that a person is going to create an issue, and therefore we have a chiyuv d'rabbanan of bitul. This fits in very, very beautifully with Rashi in Baba Metzia. That Rashi in Baba Metzia on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, where this Gemara is quoted in the context of Shmira Bikarka, so Rashi says over there, Harehu kemevu'ar, v'ein tzarech leva'aro. Why? De'ein kan od b'yiroa. De'ein kan od b'yiroa. Namely, mida oraisa, we have over here a principle of mevu'ar. This is mevu'ar min ha'olam. There's no b'yiroa. And the only reason that tzarech shi'yivata b'liba was midrabanan, that maybe you're going to create a b'yiroa. Yes?
Did Rabbi think that these Rashi's are within the equation, I agree. We were going back and forth whether the Rashi of Mitzia was saying once you're not over in Bayra, once it's Mavur, it's Mavur.
Right.
So even if you go ahead and find it, you're not going to be over Bayra.
No, we have Gemara. You know, Rashi is not going to be cholik on the Gemara. The Gemara says that Sarach Shiyavato Belivo. The only question is why. But according to Rashi and Baba Mitzia, clearly there's no reason why Midoraisa you should require a Bitul Belivo. So lechore, it would fit in very, very nicely. In other words, there could be another reason, midrabanan, why you require the beer, but why search for another reason? If Rashi in Pesachim says the reason is that maybe on Moed you're going to uncover it, and then the din of Bayiro is going to be recreated, then it fits very nicely. There's no need to go further than simply joining these two Rashis. There's no...
But you have the word ode.
What?
The word ode. We're...
Tzar ein tzarech leva'aro, the ein kan od b'yiro. I understand the ein kan od b'yiro. It means before Pesach, there's no need to be mevayer because there is no, under the current circumstances, there's no b'yiro. We'll see. In other words, maybe he goes further than that. We'll see. You're 100% correct. I hear what you're saying, but I don't think there's any real need to create a diuk. But the question is why? What over here is the reasoning of Rashi? Why is there no Baal Yiraya? So if you recall, what we saw if we want to define simply our situation, what we have over here is a certain degree a mirror image of what we saw on Daf Lamed Aleph Hamed Aleph through Lamed Aleph Hamed Bet, namely the previous sugya. The previous sugya, we pointed out, dealt with chametz on which the Jew had no bailus, but which was matsui in the hands of the Jew. That we had a whole slew of cases where on one hand there is no ba'alut, on the other hand it's matsui. We had the case of the Fehimah days where there was chametz of a goy for which the Jew had responsibility, had achrayus. We spoke about the Havamina of the Ramban in terms of Hefker, that the Jew could be Kone at any moment. It was much for him to be Kone, even though currently it's not the Ba'aluto. And then we had the Mashkon, where, again, we had the Mashkon of the Goy, where the moment that the Goy forfeits the loan, then this Mashkon is going to be Matsui by the Jew to take the loan. It's currently not in the Ba'aluto of the Jew, but it's Matsui. And we dealt with what is the status of something which is not in your ba'alut, which is matsui. Here we have l'chor, the mirror image. Here we have a situation where this chametz is owned by the Jew, but it's not matsui under the current situations. It's not nira, it's not matsui, it's underneath a mapolet. This, in other words, this is more similar to what we saw at the beginning of the parak in terms of the chaya, in terms of the chulda, where you have chametz under ba'alut, but we lack matsui. And so over here, what would Rashi be telling us about the nature of this chametz? In other words, why over here is there no ba'yiroa? It's l'chora, we have chametz that belongs b'ba'alut to the Jew, but the moment that it's not matsui, that's already enough to remove ba'yiroa ba'yimitzeh. Namely, there's no need to be mafkia ba'alut. All we have to do is take this chametz and point out that it's no longer matsui. The moment it's not matsui, then there is no need, then there is no din of bayiro bayimotzei. However, since this chametz is basically beba'aluto, in other words, the problem is, if mefakeach hagal b'moed, then it's already matsui. So then on yontif, you would have already a chiyuv da'oraisa. Namely, what we have over here is a status of eno matsui, But since the status could change, so therefore Rabbanan instituted a bitul that even if you were to change the status by being mevatalit, you are, yes?
It's not like any chametz that you thought you didn't know about, and you find out during the chametz, all of a sudden you have to get rid of it right away, otherwise it'll be over.
100%. But here we're dealing with chametz which is yadua. Chametz shenofla of mapolis. We know that there is chametz there.
So similarly, if you know you have chametz, because that didn't
100%. But over here, there's no reason to assume you're going to change the status quo. In other words, that why would you uncover it and then be over an Iser of Valyera and have to deal with it? But Rabbanan said that since we have over here this Shema, so the Shema is enough to require a Bitul Midrabbanan. Without the Drabbanan, had Drabbanan not come along, we would have said, if you uncover it, then quickly, be mevatalit. But the problem is, but you can't be mevatalit, it's already Pesach, so you'd have to burn it, quickly burn it. So here Drabbanan said, look, in other words, that, in other words, to prevent any issue of having, you know, you're being over temporarily in Easter by Rabbi Yamatzeh, so we have over here a bitul that would be pre-yantif. That's what Rashi over is telling us. In other words, we have no change necessarily in the ba'alut of the chametz. The balut of the chametz remains that of the Jew, but that's not enough to be mechayiv you and bal yerah b'yimatzei. Harei ze kimavur, because nafav apol, it's not matzui. So the same way that matzui can bring something into your rishus, even if it's not in your balut, matzui can take it out of your rishus, even if it is in your balut. And with that the criteria over here, bal yerah b'yimatzei, would be matzui. That again, our gemara is the mirror image of the previous gemara. The one who breaks this equation, the one who says nothing doing, that everything is going to be totally in ba'alut and matzui l'cholera is irrelevant, is which Rishon? Who disagrees with Rashi? Who says over here the requirement of tzarach shi'evata b'libo is a requirement midoraisa?
First day
Rabbeinu David. According to whom is he working? Who preceded Rabbeinu David historically in this shita? Who is the Makor of Rabbeinu David? I know in the footnote it says the smack, but the Rabbeinu David, I don't know if knew the smack. The Rabbeinu David was a Talmud of the Ramban, and I don't know if he was aware of the Sefer Mitzvos Katan that was currently floating around in Ashkenaz. But who very likely would he have seen?
The Ramban.
We have the Ramban. But the Ramban over here summarizes very, very clearly the whole sugya on the Hey and the Vav when he, in the beginning of Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. And the Rambam tells us, Kosev HaTorah, Lo Yerah Lecho Chametz, Yochol Im Taman Oso, Hifkid Oso B'Yadakum, Lo Yeh Over, Tomad Lomar, Kasov Kosov, it says, Lo Yerah, and you're putting it in a place where it's not going to be near it, Tomad Lomar, Sarma Lo Yimatzeh B'Batechem, Afilu Hifkido, O Hit Mino, Yochol Lo Yeh Over, Elim Kein Hayachan, Zabeso, Mayarochim Yibeso, Basadir, Akeret, Lo Yeh Over, Tamadomer b'chol gvulcha b'chol rishutcha. Yochol yehei chayav levayer b'rishus al-chamed shel akum o shel hektesh, Tamadomer yirah lacha. Shelcha yataroa v'taroa shel acherim v'shel gavoa. What over here is the summary of the Rambam? The two psukim lo yirah lacha chametz and the pasuk of lo yimatzei chametz v'batechem. What are the rules that come out of these two sugyas? That the ikar is ba'alut. If it's owned by a Jew, if it's owned by a Jew, even if it's in the hands of a goy, even if it's hidden, then he's chayav. Mashenken, if it's owned by hektesh or by a goy, then it's mutar, even if it's in the rishus of the Jews. That's what he points out over in Alpha Beis. Hola madata, shechomet shel Yisrael, imenicho birishuso, afilu tamun, afilu biracheres, afilu mufka diarakim hareza over by Yeraya ubayimatse. The moment that we have bailus of a Jew, even if it is not bailus that can be actualized at this moment, then it's bayirah bayimatzeh. Mashenken chametz of a hektesh or a goy. Even if it could be, in other words, it's currently mamash etzel Yisrael. He can see it. Imo b'bayis hareza mutar mipnei she'eno shelo. Given this, so what do we do with our mishnah? We're dealing in our mishnah lechora with the world of bayirah bayimatzeh midoraisa. We have, it's chametz of a Jew, which is in the rishus of a Jew. Just currently, it's inaccessible. So the chora, this is the case of tamun. This is the world of chametz, which is currently tamun. According to the Rambam, we have a chiyuv d'oraisa. So if we go back to the previous parak in parak gimel, halacha yud aleph, the Rambam tells us, in achinami. Ketzad biyor chametz, sorfo oporev, ezor el aruach, ozor kalayam. Anytime that you have chametz in your rishos, you have to do biyor chametz. What if we have chametz shenachav mapolas, v'nintzalav ofer gimel tfachim o yoser? So lechora, you should also have to, you know, uncover it in sorfo, etc. So here, we have a rule, harehu kemevuor, we have a leniency. However, bottom line, sarach levatel belibu, amadayim lenitnes ha-shashishis. In other words, that the lechora, we have over here chametz, which is yours, which is potentially vayiro, vayimatzei. Classically, what you'd have to do is biur, and, in other words, and vitul. However, since over here we have an issue in terms of tircha, so Chazal said, it's enough if you vatlo belibo. That's the Rav, you recall, that's how the Rambam defines, tashbisu, is basically vitul shebelev. Yes? Right. But normally, so here they were mekil.
Because physically, you don't have those.
So that's exactly what we're saying over here. It's according to the Rambam. This is l'shitaso that we have over here an issue of bayira bayimatze mida oraisa, and therefore you require tashbisu. We require bitul mida oraisa. However, on the drabanan that normally we require also viur, that drabanan was knocked off. But the din over here, shiyavato belibo, this is a doraisa. Because according to the Rambam, in other words, matsui or not matsui is not the criteria. The criteria is ba'alut. Shalcha yato roeh. And shalcha is even if tamun, even if it's in the hands of a goy. Namely, the Rambam over here is quite good. This is the way that all mafarshim of the Rambam understand the Rambam. So we have machlokas over here between Rashi and the Rambam. What is the status of chametz, which on one hand is your ba'alut, on the other hand isn't matsui? According to Rashi, the moment it's not matsui, there's no ba'ira ba'yimatsi midoraisa. But we only have an issue, midrabanan, shem yifakeach et agal. According to the Rambam, no, we have over here ba'ira ba'yimatsi midoraisa. We require bitul midoraisa. We just make it, that you don't require biur. It's enough to be mevayr. This is l'chora the machlokes, and here the Rambam has some very, very interesting bedfellows. Who agrees with the Rambam? I'm leaving aside Rabbeinu David, because Rabbeinu David, we'll see, will also backtrack. But who understands that the din over here of bitul is a doraisa? Tzarech levatel belibo. This fits in better with the smak. Which of the Rishonim hold like the Rambam? So here we have the Tosfos, Rabbeinu Peretz. Here we have the Tosfos Harosh. What's in this volume? One of them, no? Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Tzarech shivatlenu belibo. Perish bekuntras shema yifakeach hagal b'moiv nimsa over alav. Bekoshe, afil lo nisifakeach hagal, ika mishum bal yatzmin. Right? So he says, l'chein nira Rabbeinu Menachem, certainly we're talking about the fact that you require bitul kedin kolam avatlin. However, he understands over here that Yevatel and Abelibo is a second stage. A second stage that you have to be careful that when you're Yevatel, have in mind that you're not going to uncover this on Pesach. Namely, have in mind this is a real Vitor. You know, it's not just a statement.
What is that? There's an additional stage.
You have to have in mind that you're not going to uncover this chametz on Pesach. Because if you uncover it, even though you were mevatel it, we still know the Shema Yochal. And so, even you were mevatel it. But have in mind, not only you're mevatel it, but you're not going to uncover it. That's the Yevatlenu Belibo. A second stage. Okay, the Rabbeinu Peretz has it. The Tosfos HaRosh doesn't mention it. He understands Yevatlenu Belibo is a classic vitel. But in any case, Tosfos takes the approach, Tosfos HaRosh and Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, they take the side of the Rambam. So you have the Rambam and Tosfos on one side of the equation, Rashi on the other side of the equation, and the Meiri brings down both Deos, and here we come now to the source of Rabbeinu David. Yes?
So according to Rabbeinu Peretz, it's more of a general, I guess, methodology of learning. How do you know when to apply something that the Gemara is discussing itself? Like the Gemara is discussing whether we have to do Bittul or what Bittul works. And he's coming ahead and saying that the Mishnah already assumes that you do Bittul.
Yes.
The Gemara never really, saying the Gemara Daf Dalet, it's already discussing whether And was it clear that everyone in the time of the Mishnah did Bittul? So
no, no, no. In other words, it's an Ukimta of the Tosfos ben Peretz. The Tosfos HaRosh didn't go so far. Tosfos HaRosh says, this is not in the Mishnah, this is Tzorach Sheyevato Belibo, this is Rav Chisda. Not two stages. Tzorach Sheyevato Belibo, according to Tosfos HaRosh, I'm sorry, I don't have it here in this edition, but according to Tosfos HaRosh, simply, Tzorach Sheyevato Belibo means like exactly like the Rambam, that you have to be Mevatel before Pesach. He's not Medayik in Libo as opposed to Dibur V'chulei. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz was bothered by the language of the Gemara, and so he wanted to create an Ukimta that we had two stages of Bittul. But that's the Chiddush of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. That's not the way Tosfos HaRosh understood. But L'chora, what we have over here as another option, is the source of Rabbeinu David, and that's the Ramban. The Ramban is found both on the Avav Amud Aleph and in the Perush on Chumash in Perek Yudeis. Pasuk Yutes on the Pasuk of Lo Yimatzei Bebateichem, which the Ramban quotes a Mechilta, and understands the Mechilta in a very, very radical manner. V'chein shnei b'mechilta, Bebateichem lama ne'emar, lefi she'ne'emar b'chol gvulcha, shomeya ani kimashba'o, Talmud lama b'bateichem, ma beisla b'rishuscha f'gvulcha b'rishuscha. Yotzach hametz shel Yisrael shu b'rishus nachri aval pi shehu yachol levaro aval eino b'rishuso. Again, here we have the mechilta stating the matzui. Also, yotzach hemso shel nachri shu b'rishus Yisrael. That's a different halacha. In other words, you need balus. You need both. You know, if something is only going to be over if it's both balus and matzui. V'chametz shenafal av mapoles aval pi shehu b'rishuso aval eino yachol levaro. Also, that's not b'teichem. So were I to be learning the Mechilta, I'd say, this is the source of Rashi. That this is the source that if something is b'ba'aluso, but it's afal pishu birshuso avo eno yochol levaro, it's not matsui, so this is the source of the Torah of matsui. I would learn this like Rashi. However, the Ramban himself says no. The Ramban at the end of that section comes back to the Mechilta, explains the second section, and in the last three lines he says, umotzi nami chameit shenef av mapolis gedola, Shein biyadol afakeya chagal, v'hu avud mimenu umikol adam, shehu mutar. And if you didn't understand what he was saying, he'll repeat it again. The lo karinan bei shalcha, lo karinan bei shalcha. This is not a, like Rashi says. It's shalcha, but it's eno matzui. This is lo karinan bei shalcha. Why? Because it's avud mimenu umikol adam. Where does this phrase come from? No, everyone over here learned Baba Metzia at one time. Where does this phrase come from? Avud mimenu umikol adam. That this is the Zutel Shayam, this is the Shatfa Nahar, this is the Gemara in Elul Metzias. Then in the case of Shatfa Nahar, then someone who finds it, finders keepers, because Avuda Mimenu Umikol Adam. And how does the Ramban understand? What's the logic behind Avuda Mimenu Umikol Adam? The Lo Karinan Be Shelcha. I mean, what happened over here when something is Avuda Mimenu Umikol Adam? Halachically, what's its status? Right, that the ba'alut is nifka. That even if you have something which has 10 billion simanim on it, we know the Titanic, we know it's a Titanic, right? In other words, it says on the Titanic, and we know the Titanic was owned by the Strauss brothers, whoever owned it, right? But whoever goes down Titanic to salvage, it's his, because it's avuda mimenu umikol adam. Namely, that the ba'alut is nifka. And Rabbi Lichtenstein likes to explain it, that ba'alut is always a result of two factors. One factor is legal and the other factor is control. That you're only by limb if A, legally it's yours, and when you bought it, you etc., etc., and B, you still maintain control over it. The lack of control is a lack of ba'alut. And over here, that's the issue over here, that's avud mimenu mikol adam, you no longer control it, you no longer have any shlita over it, that's mafkiya ba'alut. This is what the Ramban says. As parenthetically, the Rambam learns differently. The Rambam learns that classically in the world of Aveda, something is totally on the Bailim's mindset. If this person is not Misya'esh, it belongs to him. If he's Misya'esh, then whoever finds it can keep it. Avudu imenu mikol adam, we assume Yeyush. We assume Yeyush, and that's why anyone can take it. Namely, it's not an objective fact that this is not under anyone's control. But subjectively, the moment it's not under control, we assume that there is going to be Yeyush.
He wasn't
And there's not, in other words, just pointing out that the, in other words, it's not a din in Hafka'as Ba'alut. It's a din in the world of Aveda. It's a unique din in the world of Aveda that we can assume Yeyush. But there's no principle that something which is yours, which is not under your control, no, is no longer yours. The Ramban, however, in other words, according to the Ramban, is something subjective that applies to the world of Aveda. The Ramban learns that over a principle. Even in the world of Chamesh Nafal of Mapolas, right? Chamesh Nafal of Mapolas, this is Avudah Menu Mikol Adam, and therefore it's not Shalo. And since it's not Shalo, that's why there's no Bayur Bayur Matzah. Namely, the Halacha, the Ramban agrees with Rashi. The Halacha, the Ramban agrees with Rashi, but for a different reason. According to Rashi, this is yours, it's under your Ba'alut, but since it's not Matzui, there's no Bayur Bayur Matzah. According to the Ramban, Al Pidin, this is not yours. This is not yours. It's Kimavur, that over here, it's the Bayus is Nifka. That's why the Ramban has an issue. Why then would Rabbanan make a gzera? Let's say on Pesach you were to uncover it. So you uncovered it. According to Rashi, you uncovered something which is yours. Previously it wasn't Matsui, now it's Matsui. It's yours and it's Matsui, now you're Chayav in Dior. So to prevent that problem, you have to be Mavatal before. But according to the Ramban, Naniach you uncover it. Okay, so now it's Hefker. You know, it's not yours. Who cares that you uncover it? So what does the Ramban say in the Chiddushei HaRamban? Yeah, it's in another word over there. He quotes the same Machilta. He quotes the Machilta over there, Bebotechem, you know, it's Yotz, Chamech Nachal of Apol, Havisha Bershu, so Aveinu Yochol Levaro. And then he says, "V'yesh lomar din Torah b'kulon harayu k'mavur, u'midivrehem tzarech levato b'libo gezeira shema yifane oto v'daito al hachametz." What are we afraid of? He's going to be uncovered, and then
remember that we
didn't. And he'll be koneted. Namely, in other words, we're afraid that on Pesach he'll uncover it. And he'll be kona it, and then he'll be over. That's why we have the bitul in advance. In other words, that he has to be mevatala to know that he can't go ahead and be kona it again. But yes?
No, it happened because it was his chametz before. It was somebody else's chametz.
Nachon.
If it was in the mapolas, he wouldn't necessarily...
100%. That would be 100%. Okay, so we have over here, then, in terms of the... In other words, the kibbuar, we have one, is that this is Mamash Mevu'ar. And then we have the side that this is Kim Mevu'ar, right? Alpidim. So we saw over here that Mamash Mevu'ar, this is Rashi, because it's Eino Matsui. The moment that there's no Matsui, this Mamash Mevu'ar means that there's no Vayiro'e Vayimatsui at all. There's no Vayiro'e Vayimatsui, it's Eino Matsui. According to the Ramban, we have over here Mufka Ba'aluto, and the common denominator is that the Bitul is Drabanan. The Bitul is Drabanan to prevent the situation where he'll uncover it and then automatically it'll be his, because it's still Ba'aluto, or it's not, even though it's not automatically his, we're afraid Daito Alav will be Koneh, etc. Mashain Ken, according to, if it's only Kibibuar Alpidin, it means that there's still Vayira U Vayimatsa is still very much in the picture. And therefore, according to the Rambam, according to Tosfos, we need over here Bitul Mida Oraisa. The only Kula of Kimivuar is that there's no need for Biur physically. There's no need of Biur physically because it's Kimivuar. It's Ki'ilu there was already Biur. It's Kiyu that is Mavuar, but there's no need for actual Bitul, but there still is a need for Bitul Mida Araisa. Okay, so this is our Lechora, how our chart works. Now we come to Rabbeinu David. Because Rabbeinu David, he had to deal with everything that was on the table. So he starts off pretty clearly, as you pointed out. Mm-hmm. he starts off pretty clearly. Sorry, my Rabbeinu David, this is stressed in black print here. It's a little in brackets. Tzorashi v'atreno b'libo, shim eino mevatlo, over ala mishum ba'iro ba'imotze. Hoel v'hu yadua, afal pishu kama. Clearly, who is he agreeing with over here? This is the Rambam. This is exactly the Rambam. Ela shalo hitzrichu bo chachamim v'diko l'kayim bo mitzvah b'yir kishmuo, ho hitzrichu alav kolkach, כמו שכסבנו וצחילו עשה מסכת. ויש לישו, הוכה משמה שעובר לו מן התורה, אם אינו מבטרו מאחר שהוא ידוע, ובמחילת תניה בהד יוצא חמצו דתתו וחמישה ומפורס. I mean, what will the Rambam do with the מחילת? Right? The whole Ramban is built on the מחילת. We pointed out that the מחילת can be understood like the Ramban, the מחילת can be understood like Rashi. But the מחילת is telling us that Mida Oraisa, there's no Baye Ro, Baye Motze, on חמישה ומפורס. What will the Rambam do with the Mechilta? That's his question. V'yeshvomar, b'hocha, mashma, etc. U'mechilta tanya behedya, that afal pishu b'shu so'av eino yochol levaro. Again, he doesn't tell us who the Mechilta he learns, like this or that, but the Mechilta clearly is against the Rambam. V'yeshvonu lomar, dehahi kishenofal alav gal avonim godol i'efshe lefanos l'kayem mitzvahs biur k'mo she'amarnu. Namely, that how does he want to set up the Mechilta? Okay, Gal Gadol. So
impossible,
meaning over here, in other words, in our language, that even the Rambam agrees that what? Right. That even the Rambam can get to a case of Ovid Mikol Adam. In other words, that even though the Rambam generally holds that you don't need Matsui, Ba'alus is enough, and even if it's Tamun, it's still a Ba'aluso, but at some point, even the Rambam would agree. At some point, even the Rambam would agree. In other words, that simply to take the Rambam and put the Ramban into the Rambam, that the machlokus between them is one of degree. According to the Ramban, the moment that you have three tzvachim of Ofar, that's already eino shelok. I said, not because it's eino shelok, that's v'balusa, that's bal yatzman. When you get to point of Yashar, then I'll agree with you. So the first parish of Rabbeinu David, he makes over here a pshar. He basically holds like the Rambam. But even the Rambam will agree with the Ramban when you hit to a certain point. At a certain point, the Rambam will agree with the Rambam. These stratus. In other words, the Karon, he holds like the Rambam, but when you have a case of Efshar, you can't get to it under any circumstances, then that's the Mechilta. In other words, the Mechilta is not Cholot on the Rambam, it's just adding another. Oh, Nomar, Shemasha Amru Kan, Sarachavato Belibo, Bitol Shel Divrehem. Or maybe, this is Rabbeinu David 1. Or maybe Rabbeinu David too is that he understands, like Rashi and the Ramban, that he will put him here. Rabbeinu David too, that maybe really our sugi is not like the Ramban. Maybe our sugi recalling the Bitul Midrabanan, but it gives a totally different reason for the Bitul Midrabanan that we had in Rashi and the Ramban. And we have the Mechilta. The Mechilta is our source. Ela she'ein, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Ela she mipnei shehu birshuso shebekol chomet shel Yisrael gazru kamosha kasavnu beperek rishon. Ela shelo hitrichuhu levayer me'achar she'ein omatzu biyado. Din Torah kol shem v'apolas harayukim avuar afivu bitul en otzarach, etc. What over here is he saying? We're not only over here with a problem of Shema, we're afraid he's going to uncover it, but rather, once midrabanan, you require Biur and Bitul, so Midrabanan, you require Bitul, lo plug, simply a pure lo plug. Since Chazal required Bitul for Chametz, which is under your Ba'alus, they're going to require Bitul even for Chametz, which is Mukhami Ba'alus. So, since we require for Chametz, which is Matzah, even for Chametz, which is Eno Matzah, lo plug. And Biur, that's where we have the Kula. So we have a Kula on Biur, and we have a Loplug on the level of Bitul. That's the V'chein Ikar. The Rabbeinu David in the bottom line comes back to the world of the Rambam, and he points out that it's cute that that's what would be, that's what the Mishnayos would seem to follow the Mechilta. First we deal with the Chametz of a Goy, then the Chametz of Nochama Polas, And then like Chazal is sort of following in the same schnitt, and it's, you know, everything is fine and good. Okay, so this is what we have then in Rabbeinu David. Okay, so before we come to the Shulchan Aruch, there is one other point, and this is a point which is not raised by almost all the Rishonim. The only one who raises this point are the Tosfos on the Daf, and that is that it appears to be a stira in the sugyas. That our sugya says that if we have three tfachim, then there's no need to do any biur. Mashma, if it's less than three tfachim, chamechav ha-mapolas, which is less than three tfachim, then one has to uncover it and burn it, right? That's the assumption, that you have to uncover it and burn it. We have a Gemara previous in Daf Tes, that whenever you have something which is covered by a mapolet, that we have a heter not to uncover it because of the sakana of an akrav. Why isn't that not mentioned in our sugya? Here we're concerned about sakana. In our sugya, we're not concerned about sakana. In other words, over there it's mashma, you're potter from uncovering it. In our sugya, it's mashma that you're chayef to uncover it. What's going on? So Tosfos gives a very, very interesting look. What's Tosfos is looking to sugyas?
Here is Chametz Yadua.
Right. The both Tosfos in Baba Metzia and Tosfos in Pesach and Daches, difference between Chametz Yadua and Chametz She'enu Yadua. Let's try and understand. When you're dealing with Chametz Yadua, would we tell a person, put yourself into sakana in order to be able to take a Chametz Yadua? Is that what Chametz Tosfos is saying?
No, we're Machriach. We're Machriachim to find a way to do it without sakana.
We're Machriachim to hire, to go into expenses, right? That there is a way of doing it without sakana, with more of a chatzina, but for that, it's going to be either his time or higher poalim, etc. What's the principle involved over here? How far are we matriach a person in the world of mitzvos? So if we were dealing with the mitzvos asay, so we know that you're only machayev person mitzvos asay up to chomesh. Now there's a limit as in terms of how much a person has to put in financially to machayev a mitzvos asay. If you're dealing with mitzvos los asay, like kashrus, so even if kosher meat costs 10 times non-kosher meat, there's no heter to eat non-kosher meat. Here we're dealing with mitzvos lo saseh. So Tosfos says you hire someone. In other words, this is your problem. How you're going to get around it? You have to hire someone to get rid of it. That there's no heter of this less than three tefachim. It's not abudimeno mikol adam. That there may be a sakana. So you'll worry about it. You know, you'll take care of it in a way where there's no sakana. You're responsible. Ma she'en ken, if we're dealing with chametz she'enu yadua. So what over here is the heter? What over here is the heter?
That's
No, but it's not a suffix d'oraisa. If you have something where you know it's, you have a suffix whether what? In other words, that since over here we have the possibility of beetle, since we have an alternative, even though, and then once you're mevato, then the requirement of beer is only drabanan. So since we have a suffix, if there's some, it's a suffix drabanan lekula. Okay, so you know, it tells us over here is simply giving us according to the rules when we're dealing with something that you know it's the when we're dealing with something which is chametz yadua. Chametz yadua, so you have to both be mevatel and be mevayer. So then there's no kunsing, you have to be mevayer it. Masha'enke, because it's biyotcha, it's less than three tefachim, it's not a vudim and a mikolada. Masha'enke, and if it's safek chametz, since over here we have the option of vitul, so they weren't makpid on the viur. Okay, fine. So this is Tosfos' direction. When we come to the Shulchan Aruch, we find something very interesting. It's always so different when you learn Shulchan Aruch after learning a sugya, as opposed to just learning halacha yomis and you know just following through. So in Siman Tav Lamed Gimel, Sif Ches, the Mechaber tells us, Kosel shenishtamish bo chametz bechorim, or it's a makom shemachnisin bo chametz in Rav Aaron's language. V'nafa, v'naase gal. Afilu ein gavoa gimel tfachim kedei chafisa sakelev ein tzarech livdok tachtav Kevon sheyesh bo sakanas akrav shemetsuyim begalim chashinan shema achar sheyashlim b'dikaso sheina osik b'mitzvah yachapes achar machat sheneved lo v'yavu lidei sakar. V'hane milei, when do we say that you have the p'tur b'stam? And we have a din of safek, and there's just a chiyuv d'rabban. And aval biyadua sheyesh tachtav chametz. Im ein alav gavoa gimel tzvachim tzarach lahotziyo misha memara v'chatzina. This is tosfos. This is the difference between the two sugyos. V'inyan sheyin bo sakana. Im yesh alav gavoa gimel tzvachim mevatlo belibo v'dayo. That's our Mishnah. But our Mishnah, we have machokas between Rashi and the Ramban and the Rambam. How do we learn our Mishnah? How did the Machaber learn? So over here we have the Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Lamed Ches, who points out, starts off, Habitohu Midrabana. Namely, he takes Rashi as the Iker, Shem Yitrakeach Agal B'moed, the Yavar Abal Yeroya, Avo Midoreisa Ein Over Klau, the Dafka Lahatim B'yadayim Aser Midoreisa, V'hocha Kevon Shememela Nafal Av Agal, Ein Over. In the Shar HaTzion, he points out that this is Rashi Varan, but what he doesn't, and he tells us this is Day of Moshe, but he doesn't distinguish between Rashi and the Ram. The Ram is according to the Ram. But whether we're dealing with Din of Eino Matsui or Din of Mufka Ba'aluso, that's not clear over here. But he's taking this approach that we're dealing that there's no real Isur D'Oraisa, and the whole requirement of the Beetle is Midrabanan. The Yesh Omrim, the Midoraisa Machuyav Levatlo. The Yesh Omrim over here, he quotes the Smak, what we call the Shita of the Rambam and Tosfos, and maybe Rabbeinu David. The Yeshem Midoraisa Machuyo Vatlo, the Imlokein Afal P, Shein Daito Takeh Klau, Mekomakom over by Yimatseko, Matmin Lechatzilo. Over did who Imlo Vitlo, Rachar Zmani Suro, Chayav of Akeach Levaro, Kevan Shein of Rishusa Levatlo. Ochain continues. Im nafa alav gal godol shi efshar lefakeach hu avi menu mikol adam al koyam amutar dol kerim b'yishalcha. Namely, that the bottom line is, he says, if you're going to take the approach of the Yesh Omrim, take it with Rabbeinu David. Take it that the Karon, the Rambam is correct, that we only have a din of kimavua. It's really by Rabban say doraisa. However, I efshar, then we'll agree with the Rambam. Okay, that he brings in the Rabbeinu David. The only issue over here that he leaves open is in terms of an individual who didn't follow the advice of Rav Chisda. What happens if we have someone who, we have the chametz which is under three tzvachim of offer, and this person was not nevato belibo, and now he's learning the sugya and it's Chol HaMoed Pesach. What should he do at this point? What should he do at this point? He wasn't mevatel. So according to the Rambam, he has to dig it up. Namely, we have over here an Isur D'Oraisa by Yerah Ba'imatz. He's over every moment. He's over every month because he wasn't mevatel. He can no longer be mevatel. So according to the Rambam, he has to dig it up and burn it. That's what he has to do. Mashenken, according to Rashi and the Ramban, L'chorah is better for him to leave it. Right? Currently, there's no Easter by Yerah Ba'imatze. Were he to uncover it, then, you know, whereas according to Rashi, at that moment he'd be Chayav by Yerah Ba'imatze. According to Ramban, maybe he'd be Kohen by Chayav. Or according to Rashi and Ramban, better to let sleeping Chametz lie. And according to the Rambam and Tosfos, here we have the principle that he's over by Yerah Ba'imatze every moment. That would be the halachic nafkamina between these two. Namely, the bottom line is everyone agrees with Yerubata. But not. I mean, it would be, what if you weren't Nevatel, what do you do on Pesach itself? According to the Rambam and Tosfos, you have to dig it up. And Rabbeinu David, according to Rabbeinu David 1, or how you want to learn. According to Rabbeinu David, as we call over here, Mechaim Ikar, is like Rashi and the Ramban, then you would just leave it. Okay, that's what we have over here. That's my knowledge in the sugya. Okay? The Seder. So we'll call it a day. The only question is, I would still be, you know, it's up to you. In other words, you want, I can still give Shir Mr. Hashem next Sunday and next Wednesday. Wednesday would be after Rebbe Kunsidro, since coming on Wednesday to give his last Shir and Hashkafa, Mr. Hashem a week from Shavuos. So, I mean, if you'll come, so I'll give Shir. Yes, okay. You don't have to come. In other words, what I did ask, if possible, is if those who would like, I would appreciate it if you did a chazara and set over a sugya for me. If you have it, otherwise, I'll still give you a good grade. But I think it's important to do a chazara. Okay, we're moving into a sugya that we already had seen in terms of eating trumas chametz the Pesach, and we had dealt with the issue of what exactly is the tashlumin of Keren and Chomesh. Are we dealing over here with the tashlumin of Kapara? Are we dealing over here with the question of tashlumei Mamon with Nachkaminas in terms of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana? We'll return with those. So we continue straight. So we return to that sugya. It's not difficult. In other words, we try to on Sunday. I think that. It would be kedai to see the Gemara, it's to read through the next blad of Gemara from Lamed Aleph Amud Beis to Lamed Beis Amud Beis to the center of the Amud until Tana Rabbanan Ochel Truma Pachos Mi Kezayis. It's all pretty much one sugya. It's not a difficult Gemara, and I believe that I'll fill in with the Maran Makomos. As I recall, there was. And this sugi also a very, very nice Rabbeinu David. And of course over here we have the Tosus over here on Daf Amud Beis Amud Aleph. And to look back on the Tosus that we had already learned earlier on Daf Kaf Tes Amud Aleph, where this sugi was quoted earlier. Okay.